They say that mercy has many faces. That is why our theme today, the faces of mercy. And forgiveness is the first face of mercy. I know it's always difficult to forgive, especially when the gospel says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. How can you love the person who hate you? Well, the best example is the first reading in the book, first book of Samuel. David was persecuted by Saul before he was the eye of Saul because he defeated Goliath. But suddenly people started crying out, Saul killed 100, David killed 1,000. Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. And so on and so forth. So slowly, envy started to creep in. And Saul started to hate David. Not only was David a threat, but David was slowly getting the loyalty and the faithfulness of his people. So Saul started to persecute David. But the Lord delivered Saul to David. So one night, Saul encamped in the place where David was hiding. And David, so wow, look at this. But instead of taking advantage, in fact, Abishai was saying, kill him, kill him. David took the spear of Saul, which was planted on the head of Saul while he was sleeping. David took the water jug of Saul. And then in the morning, he said, my Lord, the Lord delivered you to me. But look what I did. I know that the Lord delivered you to me, but I will not strike and kill the Lord's anointed. In spite of how Saul treated David on the second part of their relationship, David's compassion, David's forgiveness still was there. It's difficult to forgive. It's not something that comes out naturally. When the Lord said in our gospel today, in verse 33, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you, he doesn't mean that you feel good towards your enemies. No. He simply is telling you that do not have ill feelings and do not have evil feelings towards your enemies or vengeance towards your enemies. You see, loving is different from liking, okay? There's a difference between loving and liking. Loving involves the will. You love the purpose intentionally with the will, while liking involves feeling. Feeling. So that you can love a person without liking him. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you see a person who is not, for example, our Saint Vincent de Paul. I'm sure that many times there will be that, how could I love this person? He's still so strong. He can work, but he keeps coming back to ask for help. You may love the person, but you may not like him. It's still okay. Still okay. But that's how what love can do, what forgiveness can do also. They say that Christian forgiveness involves allowing justice to take its course. Okay? Just because you have forgiven somebody, it doesn't mean that you also eliminate the demands for justice. And many times it happens to us. We are the aggrieved party. Yes, because of our belief, because of our faith, we forgive. But let justice take its course. How many times have, for example, what is happening, the scandal in the church? Yes, we forgive the people who have committed those horrendous acts against the minors, children, and those who are vulnerable adults. We forgive them, but we allow justice to take its course. That is how Christian forgiveness works. The second phase of mercy is compassion, love. Our gospel also say, love your enemies and do good to them. Again, it's so difficult. How can you love and still do good to somebody who is your enemy? John was born from an Italian nobility, and in his young age, he lived a life of vanity. He was vain. He was always seeking the pleasures of vanity and what they called the Roman way. But then one day, his older brother, Ugo, was murdered. And he vowed that he would seek revenge. His opportunity came in Florence when he encountered the guy who murdered his brother. And when he was about to strike the person, to kill the person kneeled down and pleaded for mercy. John, convicted by compassion and love, forgave the person. It was Good Friday anyway. It was Good Friday. He entered the Benedictine congregation. Later on, he founded his own congregation. And many said that he lived his faith with purity and meekness. Popes, he lived 93 years old. Many of the popes would seek his counsel because he was totally converted by compassion. October 24, 1193, Pope Celestine III canonized Saint John Gualbert. Many know him as Juan Gualberto. In Italy, everybody knows him as Giovanni, Saint Giovanni Gualberto. Our gospel proclamation came from John chapter 13. Verse 34, love one another as I have loved you. The second phase of mercy is compassion, is love. Our responsorial psalm is so beautiful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Our Lord is merciful. Show mercy. Because our Heavenly Father is merciful. The third phase of mercy is unlimited chances. And I'll explain why unlimited chances. You see, I know all of you love unlimited. When you choose your cell phone, you want unlimited data, unlimited call, unlimited text. Yeah, that's very natural. When you choose a credit card, you want unlimited reward. Always unlimited. We Filipinos, we love rice. We have rice in the morning, rice at noon, and rice in the evening. Just to tell you, there was a restaurant in the Philippines who was first who offered unlimited rice. Can you imagine unlimited rice? In just a matter of 5 years, this, you know, franchise just exploded to hundreds of franchises around the world. In fact, the biggest fast food in the Philippines bought this franchise because it was becoming a threat. Simply because unlimited rice. You see a Filipino eating in a restaurant and it says unlimited rice, the smile is up to the wisdom tooth. But how is it connected to us? You see, mercy is God's unlimited chance. Unlimited chance. Second chances, unlimited. Sometimes we don't see it that way. Every time we go to that confession, every time we face God and say, Lord, forgive me. And the Lord God says, mercy. That's second chance. And every time we go to the Lord, He will give us unlimited chances. That is God's face of mercy. His case of mercy. A guy went to a cemetery because he loves looking at tombstones. But he was not looking at tombstones that are made in, what do you call this, in marbles or granite or some of those expensive stones. He went to a tombstone that was so ordinary. It says there the date of birth and the date of death. And then in the middle was a big word that says, if. Underneath that big word, if, was a phrase that says, I have another chance. So the whole phrase says, if I have another chance. That evening, he could not sleep because that word convicted him. That every time we face God, God is giving us another second chance. How about you? How do you take your chances with God? Do you treasure another chance in life? Do you give yourself another chance? Or are you going to wait until the time somebody puts into your tombstone, our tombstone, if I have another chance? That would be too late. Brothers and sisters, today's liturgy of the word has a theme of mercy. And there are many, I tell you, there are many, many faces of God's mercy. I've only given you three. Forgiveness, compassion, love, and unlimited chances to renew our life, to start new. Please all stand.